This is Super Fast Business with James Schramko. Helping you build your business super fast.
James Schramko here. In this episode, I'm going to be talking about what to do if you have a disaster. I'll tell you about a new podcast and what I'm up to with Super Fast Business. Oh, and why you should be very careful about what images you use in your marketing. So I've got this new podcast called thinkactget.com. You should check it out. Ezra, my hippy-dippy e-commerce millionaire friend from New York, is a great co-host and we're getting good feedback. It already reached number 3 in the health section, which beat Oprah, and it already hit number 5 in the business section in its first 2 days. So check out thinkactget.com. Leave your comments on the iTunes channel for that. I hope you enjoy it. If you liked freedomocean.com, then it's another similar genre. So it's been pretty windy in Sydney this week, and I went out in the morning and found my trampoline had been absolutely destroyed. Here's a picture of it. All right, so I'm out here with my trampoline. You can check it out. It is absolutely destroyed because of the high winds. It's a great metaphor for what can happen in business. So remember, have backup. Have two of everything if possible. And also accept that from time to time, things won't run smoothly and you may have little hiccups. So one of the best ways to prepare for this is to allow time for things to go wrong. In other words, don't chalk out 8 hours a day. If you block out 1 or 2 hours a day for active work, then you've got plenty of time for all the other things that happen in life. Your car needs a service. Your dog needs to visit the vet. Your trampoline gets wiped out. Whatever's going to happen. I mean, things will happen, so a schedule time for that sort of stuff. I'm making a lot of effort with conversions lately. You'll notice on superfastbusiness.com that I've made some special changes. One of them is to remove a lot of the social widgets from around the side of it, focusing the visitor on where I really want them to go, and that is the products page. Of course, first-time visitors are likely to click on the free training and join my email newsletter, which is essential. They're the two things that I want people to do. Join my email list, buy my products. By putting those things as the most obvious conversion devices, then I'm sure that this is going to lift the number of sales that happen. So what are you doing about your website? How can you lift your conversions? The first step is to take away things that are noisy or confusing for visitors. Also, from my heat map on Crazy Egg, I was able to determine that at least half the navigation items on the top of my website were not required. So I took them away, leaving the minimum navigation items. Now, one thing I do with Super Fast Business is I'm sure to use original pictures. You see these fantastic handmade pictures that happen every single day. People comment on them. Of course, people want to buy them, and we'll be coming out with a service for that soon. So look out for that. But the best thing is I'm not going to get sued one day from a stock company trying to claim that we're using their image in an unauthorized fashion. It's not good enough just to go to Google Images and take a picture. Now, you'll also notice that I watermark my images, and that just means that if people do copy my images or if they do show up in Google's new speedy image search, then they'll at least point back to my website and they'll have an indication of who owns them. Okay, so what I'm working on right now for a big boost in my subscription is a webinar registration page. And my good buddy Clay Collins and I have been working on the highest converting webinar registration that we can make. I took the best one from my results, gave it to Clay for his designer to make a fantastic lead pages, go-to webinar, Office Autopilot integrated opt-in form. So I'll be rolling that out soon. You can check it out. I'm going to run tests on it and then report on my results. So I just want to say thanks to Clay Collins and his amazing team. If you are using opt-ins or lead captures, check out Lead Pages. It is a fantastic tool. We're using it in our system and we review it on buywithbonus.com. Okay, so someone asked me, how do I know how many people download my podcast? I'm using the Blueberry Podcast plugin, and it actually allows me to create up a free account on Blueberry that measures the statistics. I get a little redirect link that I put in my Superfast Business blog. Now, last month, January 2013, I almost hit 50,000 downloads, which was a huge improvement over the 38,000 from December. So podcasting is really bringing visits to this site. There are lots and lots of downloads and I can track it. So if you're doing the podcasting thing, set up your free stats account on Blueberry and start getting an indication for the sort of growth you're getting. Of course, I think you'll find it encouraging and you will start podcasting more and more. And one thing with Superfast Business, I'm about to roll in a whole bunch of fantastic podcasts. I've got a stack of them ready to go. So you'll be getting some audio only posts, not just video, me with interviews with experts on fantastic topics. So look out for those. Of course, be sure to subscribe to my iTunes channel for superfastbusiness.com. And that way you'll be able to automatically feed the new episodes to your smartphone or Apple device. And I'm really, really excited to announce that Fastweb Formula is just verging on the 600th member. That is 600 people in this amazing online community where we share ideas, we put fantastic high-level premium grade training, and we help each other grow our online business profit faster than any other possible method. So I look forward to seeing you in there and participating in the discussions this week. In the final news item, it's how do you warm up your email list? Well, the most important thing is if you are collecting email addresses, stay in touch with them. There is such a thing as a decay rate, and every time you leave that email longer and longer without contacting that person, they start to forget who you are. You might even increase your complaints or your spam reports. So what you want to do is stay in regular contact. Now, most people watching this are on my newsletter, and you'll get an opportunity to join my newsletter at the end of this video if you're watching it on superfastbusiness.com. Go ahead and enter your details and see how often I'm in touch with you. I'll probably be in touch with you every few days, but certainly each week if you're on the weekly digest. And that sort of frequency is acceptable when you have nice, punchy, short, quality videos and high-value content. As always, I welcome your feedback and comments. I hope this has been useful. I'm James Schramko, and this is superfastbusiness.com.
Discover how to build your business
super fast.
Check out superfastbusiness.com.